A reading from Matthew 6:13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
I've always been troubled by that first sentence, and lead us not into temptation. Why would God lead us into temptation?
Yeah, I think maybe the better way to understand this is, Lord, protect us as we're moving into temptation. Because we see that he doesn't simply keep Jesus from temptation. He gives him a means of responding in temptation. He goes out into the desert, he's fasting, he's tempted by the enemy. And in that moment, he taps into the resources that the Father gives him to be able to resist that temptation. So I guess I would like to read it in this sense. Lead us not into temptation is, as temptation is around us, give us the power to resist it.
And that power, while not mentioned here, but maybe implicit in the idea, is it's the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've talked about this before, but if the Holy Spirit is apart from us, or we're apart from it, and we haven't accepted it into our hearts, we have no implements to protect ourselves from temptation. Temptation will every time overcome us. We're defenseless.
Yeah, related to that is this idea that comes up in 2 Corinthians 10, which says, you will not be tempted beyond what you can bear. So bear up under it. It's that idea that the filters of God's love, he's protecting us all the time, but there are times that he opens up the possibility for temptation to come into our lives because it strengthens us. And our performance in the face of temptation isn't our access into the kingdom of God. It's just developing us into the Christ image to become overcomers, to rule and reign according to his design in our life. And so that really fits more with this context, as temptation is all about me in this world in which I live. Lord, help me to resist and to bear up under it.
So when you were talking about 2 Corinthians 10, and Paul is talking to the people of Corinth, he's talking to Christians, people that have been baptized by the Holy Spirit. Is that correct? I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, he's referring to the people of the church, and it's in that context of that passage where he gives them lots of practical insights about the example of those who have come before them, to learn from that so that they don't get caught off guard. So it's a reminder that we're in a world where there's lots of temptation. And, you know, back to our passage here, Jesus reminds us why temptation is all around us is because there's an evil one. That evil one is clearly Satan. It is a kingdom. It is a personified force that gets integrated into the systems of this world and takes advantage of the fleshly nature in us. And so we need to be alert to the fact that we're going to have temptation around us at all times.
I think it's not only sad that the idea of the evil one has been discarded by the contemporary culture. The last 200 years has been a whole enterprise of saying it doesn't exist. And then, lo and behold, a political figure like Stalin or Hitler or some of the cohorts pop up out of nowhere, apparently, and remind us, but we disregard the reminder that evil is all around us, and it is virulent, and it's lethal, and we disregard it at our own hazard, I think.
And so the vigilance in prayer is, Lord, temptation's all about me. Give me strength. Give me what I need to resist in this day.